When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
Happy Christmas, Nobby.
Happy Christmas, Jim Jim. Here we are. We're finally at the day, the dawn, with the excitement.
It's been a very long week this week. Is that just me?
Well, I suppose because Christmas Eve doesn't come until the Friday, yeah. Probably does. Yes. Yeah. Did we ever have a Saturday? I'm not sure if we've ever had a Christmas. I think we might have had one Christmas Eve off where it was a Saturday. Apart from that, though, we've always been here.
Yeah, we always. Next year, Christmas Eve will be on a Saturday.
Of course. There you go.
So.
That's how it falls.
So, looking around at what's going on in the world, Jason Manford is in trouble for telling the joke.
You were saying earlier on, and it seems like in the week, cancel culture and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of comedians have even they've muted the term cancel culture. So it seems to be just really taken off this week for some reason. Yeah, he did Live at the Apollo. He was hosting it, and he did the same kind of joke that loads of people have done, where I don't know the exact wording of it, but he said, I'm going to take advice from scientists all around the world, not my friend Dean from the gym, who heard something from his friend, you know. So something along those lines, and people have been up in arms about it.
Left arm or right arm?
Both arms.
A Japanese professor has developed a prototype lickable TV screen that can imitate food flavours. Would you lick your own telly? Oh.
You lick the telly, do you?
Yeah. I mean, if they gave you a palette of paper that you could sample, it might make some sense. But if everyone's going to be licking the telly, I don't know. I like my telly. I don't want people licking it.
I can't imagine that now. There's a little girl. A little girl has gone viral. She's a Scottish girl. They're saying she's the most Scottish viral girl. It's the most Scottish meltdown for a little girl of all time. Now, I won't bring you the audio because she's screaming in it, but she's basically in the middle of a meltdown and they go, would you like a bicky? And she's just suddenly stops and goes, aye. And then just toddles off.
Aye.
So it's just like, she's really full on screaming. Would you like a biscuit? Aye. So she's gone viral today.
James Corden says he feels incredible after revealing he's lost 2 stone this year.
Wow.
He said he struggled with his weight all his life, but it finally turned a corner in 2021. Don't know if he's going to the gym more, just watching what he's eating, but he says he's definitely learning to eat more healthily this year. I'd say he's pretty busy.
Yeah, well, if you live in LA, like you're a lot healthier options. A lot of people are very healthy all around you. So his weight, if you look at his weight from sort of Gavin and Stacey days.
Ah, yeah. Yeah,
and now. Now, I know he looks trimmer in the suits, but yeah.
I think
he's lost a few pounds.
Possibly as part of as his character in Gavin and Stacey, he the weight kind of nearly adds to the character.
Yeah.
So the things you do for being an actor, I suppose. Good morning to all the Dunn staff. They have secured a 10% increase for almost their 10,000 workers. Fair play to them.
Just give
all the retail people. I was talking to the Super Value delivery driver last night. I said, are they doing slots tomorrow? He goes, yeah, that's the first year they're doing them tomorrow. And I said, that's it now. I said, once they get you on the first Christmas Eve, he goes, yeah, that's it said, isn't it? I said, yeah.
And Brian Thomas and Arnott's have been sold. And I don't know if this is going to change their names or anything like that, but Selfridges own them, and Selfridges have sold all their stores to a Thai company.
Okay.
Who specialise in luxury stores and stuff like that. So
I'd imagine they would keep the names going, wouldn't you?
Yes, you'd be kind of crazy to drop Arnott's or Brian Thomas, their legendary status.
Are you going to BT's later? I mean, yeah, what else could you call that? Conor McGregor says he brings a photographer with him everywhere because he's scared that he won't have any memories to look back on in the years to come. He added that he lost all his family childhood photographs years ago, which saddens him deeply. And he brings a photographer and videographer to capture special family pictures in case the same thing happens again.
Like, see, he's been hanging around. What's the name of the Dublin rap band that have the very spicy videos?
Oh, God. They did loads of videos on Ring's End. Oh,
I know the name. Coolio
in one of their videos. Oh, does it begin with R? No. Yes. I can't think of it. Someone remember.
Anyway, that band, there's two main vocalists, and one of the lads from that band is hanging around with McGregor now.
Well, you'd probably see him in a video in the background. It's like having walking CCTV with you, like.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into. Anyway, who's up and who wants, driving into work this morning, it was pretty quiet on the roads. I won't lie to you. Although I know it's crazy early, so maybe it'll get busier as the morning goes on. But, I don't think there's too many people working today who can avoid it.
Yeah. Except the retail is going to be very, very busy. A lot of cash registers making noise today.
Ching, ching. Yeah, exactly. Right, that's how it's all kind of looking this morning. We'll have lots of Dish the Dirt on the way a bit later on as well. Fella is a granddad for Christmas.
Has he?
Yeah, and who's Ed Sheeran now working with? Who's leaving Emmerdale after 19 years? They've had enough.
A Man United player is going to be leaving. A fairly big Man United player is going to be leaving. Solskjaer wanted to get rid of him in the summer, and now it's happening.
Happy Christmas. See you. Good luck. Here's your B45. You know, Dermot made 300,000 in the last week or two from those busking things he did and the gig in the Three Arena for charity.
That's incredible stuff. Well done.
300,000. Do you want to know the answer to the name of the rap band, Jim?
Is it Versatile?
It is.
They're called Versatile.
I thought Versatile were a Britain's Got Talent type band. Was that Versatility?
I would love to see them on Britain's Got Talent.
Yes, you'd be performing
for the
Queen.
That would be amazing. What do you think of that, David Williams, huh?
One would not like her to swear. Happy Christmas Eve, guys.
I'll tell you, if you're not familiar with Versatile's videos, you have to log in on YouTube to be able to watch them.
Yeah, if your granny's around for Christmas, maybe not I'll play them in front of her.
Yeah.
Very good, though. Happy Christmas, guys. I'm on my to work in Chemist Warehouse in Dunleary, says Maria. Good morning, Maria. How are you? Working today, tomorrow, and St. Stephen's today. Shout out to all the staff in Our Lady's Hospice from Clare. Thank you, Clare. Thank you for everything you do. Making life a lot easier for people, especially this time of year. So I know it's tough working the next few days, but think of the stuff you're doing for people. They won't forget you. I'm on my way into work in the Children's Hospital in Connolly. Kids don't stop being sick, unfortunately. Of course not, no. Great atmosphere in work today. That's from Marie. Love you, lads. Anna, Jennifer and Marcus working very hard. They're cooking meals on wheels in Shankill.
Oh, fair play.
If there's a cuddle mug going, they say. We've tons of cuddle mugs. We could give some away today. That's no problem. It's just the getting them to people in this mad time. You know,
there's a woman in England who last Christmas she broke up with the fella,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
and she has a suspicion that he may have thrown her tree out. He was supposed to put the decorations away. It was January, you know.
Yeah.
So she was just left with the top of it. It's one of those fake trees.
Yeah,
it comes in three parts.
In your hand, yeah.
So basically, she's got a Christmas bush this year instead of a Christmas tree.
Well, she has been single for over a year, Jim.
Well, no. So, but she's decided to decorate it anyway. So this tiny, this is a little tree. It's just the top part. She's rammed it into the base and decorated it with baubles and everything. Her son loves it. He wants to keep it in his bedroom.
Okay.
And she says that's it. I'm keeping it. I'm going to have this for every year now. in your face. Yeah. I'm having Christmas.
Mini trees are kind of cool. I have a mini tree from a mobile company that's purple and silver. And I still bring it out every year. It sits on a window ledge perfectly. You know?
Nice.
They don't have to be green. And it's all bobbly and tinsely.
Like yourself.
Yeah. January, yeah. So January's the crack for breakups after people have had a bit of time together. I have a huge page here full of terrible Christmas jokes, by the way, just to warn everybody.
How terrible are we talking?
Well, why did no one bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay? Because they were too dear. Right.
That's pretty good. That's all right.
What did they sing at a snowman's birthday party?
What?
Freeze, a jolly good fellow.
Oh dear.
I've got the box of crackers out.
Oh God. Take them off them.
Okay, I think we're still going to do Instagram this morning because who doesn't want a grand on Christmas Eve? So we'll get the. Another page I have full of Jim's is Christmas related general knowledge questions. Instagram could be an entirely Christmas affair today if we wanted to do that.
A Christmassy Instagram? Okay.
I don't know. I'll send them to you and see what you think.
Send them to me. Yeah.
Some Christmas questions might work after the day it's out. Now, of course, she's earned it, Jim, right? But there's a photograph of her. She is wearing a... Let me just get this one right now because it's very, very important. It is a... Well, it's a Versace outfit, but it's also a handbag. It's a psychedelic Versace... I'm just trying to find out what type it is. If you want to buy the Dua Lipa bag for yourself this year. Anyway, she's chewing on the handle of it. It's probably on her Insta.
Very expensive to be chewing.
Like that's what I was thinking. Like, if the dog got it by accident, you might understand. But why would you do it to yourself?
Although, if it had Dua Lipa teeth marks in it, it'd probably be more valuable.
That's true, actually, yeah. Anwar is 8,000 kilometres away at the moment, so they haven't broken up. They're just not spending Christmas together this year.
She's always on holidays, that girl.
Yeah, wouldn't you be?
Billie Eilish and Phineas have shared an ultra-suave acoustic performance of Billy Bossa Nova.
The
video is warm. Billy Bossa Nova. Sepia-tinged lighting and dapper aesthetic matches the song perfectly.
They spend a lot of... Sounds like. They're like the brother and sister from Crystal Swing, aren't they?
No.
Like your phone and look at me. To get you going, I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know you better lock your door and look at me a little more.
Okay, that's not Crystal Swing. It's very good.
Phineas is a huge fan of the Jimmy Fallon show, and he loves the Roots. And the first time he appeared on the show, Questlove, the drummer, knew that he was a fan and decided to freak him out. And so they played the intro music, and Phineas is sitting there all nervous about to be interviewed, and then Questlove just flipped him the bird and walked off. And he spent the whole first interview on Jimmy Fallon going, what have I done to upset him?
What did I say?
He's a big fan. Yeah.
Wow. Emmerdale actress Charlie Webb, Debbie Dingle, she's quitting after 19 years. She had a teen pregnancy in 2003. She had a fling with a married Andy Sugden at the time. She had a baby aged just 15. I think even though it was 2003 and the world was relatively open-minded, that was a big deal. She was kidnapped in the Woolpack Siege. Do you remember the Woolpack Siege, Jim?
No. I tapped out of Emmerdale a long time ago.
She had a lesbian fling with Jasmine. And then her own dad, Kane, had an affair with her girlfriend. Then
she's done it all.
She really has. Then she had another affair with her boss, Ross, her new husband, Pete's brother. And then there was an attack. She had an acid attack on her ex-lover, Ross. But she's done it all, so she's gone.
Well, she's got a full bingo card for Emmerdale storylines.
They're pretty exciting, all right?
She's ticked them all, hasn't she?
Certainly has.
Mariah Carey has disputed how many number ones she's had. She got into a dispute with Harper's Bazaar crew member when stating the, how many number one songs she's had in the Hot 100. Here's what she said.
How many songs of mine have been number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say 19. What? No, 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 darling. It is 19. Somebody in the room tried to challenge me when I said 19, and they were like, 18. And I was like, I think I know how many number ones I've had on the Hot 100 chart, because one of them was a holiday song, and it is All I Want for Christmas Is You. So that's my 19th number one.
God, I'd say she's tough work. Tough work.
It's like, let's not argue. It's only one number one. Like, you know, she could have left it and just gone, no, they got that wrong.
Do you want a rose, Mariah? What? I said, would you like a rose? Do you want another chocolate? No. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I couldn't be dealing with that. Life is as much of a struggle as it is.
You know, I saw into her gaff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you meant to be there?
I was in New York. Yeah, no, I was in New York and I was in this club, right?
Right.
And the club was on the roof of a building. And the roof of the building looks down into her gaff.
What could you see?
Somebody told me that's a lot of Moroccan style furniture, like a lot of couches on the floor and stuff. Very comfortable looking.
Right.
And it was all lit up in pink and purple and stuff.
You weren't tempted to do
she wasn't in.
A knick-knack on her intercom or anything,
no? No, she was across the way on top of another building.
Oh, across the way, very good, right.
So somebody said, see that gaff over there, the big one that goes all the way around that to the top of that building, that's Mariah Carey's gaff.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not sure if this ever did get to number one, but let's play All I Want for Christmas Is You, because it is Christmas Eve. Santa Claus is going to be here in about 25 minutes. I've just had an off-air chat with him.
So how is he?
He's grand, yeah. He looks a bit, I don't know, I wouldn't say on edge, but he just looks, he looks like he knows what's in store for him tonight, you know? He's busy, he's getting old.
And he doesn't eat for a full day before he goes because he wants to, you know, have a good appetite.
He says all the landing and taking off does awful things to his stomach, so yeah.
Yeah, he get a bit of a digestive bubble.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So no. If you've got a question, or a little person in the house has a question that you'd like us to ask Santa, you can lash it over on a WhatsApp. Go right ahead. I was thinking of some of the calls that we did during the year, and there's one that really just has to stand out. If you were to look back.
Which is that one now?
Well, huh? That would have to be the young lady called Nessa who wanted to go and play some golf.
Oh, yes.
You know, so it's kind of, it's a mad to think now that at the start of this year, you couldn't even play a round of golf. That was banned. Banned it was.
Yeah, so this call happened in about April. So she was booked in to play a round of golf the day that they opened again after being closed. And so she was booked in. She was looking forward to it. Her son Alex got in touch and said, look, can you please give her a wind up? Just tell her that there's been a cancellation. She hasn't paid her fees. She'll go mad. And then maybe say her friends made a complaint about her. And then just do whatever you. And we just had no idea it was going to go this well.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Nessa Griffith, please?
Speaking.
Nessa, how are you doing? My name is Eddie Mullard. I'm calling from Beaverstown Golf Club.
Yeah?
Just updating our members on the forthcoming changes to the rule to play. The 26th of April is what we've been hearing is going to be the first time people will be able to play again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you're missing it yourself.
I am, yeah.
When we do reopen, I think the maximum we can do is going to be a 3-ball to begin with.
Okay.
And it'll be members only, and it'll be fully paid members as well. So anyone who isn't fully paid members won't be top of the list.
Okay.
So as you're not a fully paid member at the moment, that would push you out.
Well, like I paid my fees for all of last year, we hardly got to play. This is the way we've always been playing. I don't think that's very fair.
So to get everybody out there...
Now, how much more money do I owe you?
Well, I don't have that information in front of me.
Well, before you make these kind of phone calls, maybe you should have that kind of information in front of you. That is desperately unfair. We've been off golf for 4 months. We haven't played golf since December. We were off for 4 or 5 months last year. We played our full membership. I have booked my day off for the 27th of April. I booked my day off work.
Oh, the 27th of April is you'd be looking more like the 27th of October, I'd say.
Sorry?
I'd say it'd be closer to September, October.
No, I booked my day off, we're playing golf on the 27th.
Well, you know,
are you saying that the club's not open on the 27th?
It'll be open to members who are fully paid, yeah. But the ones that, like yourself, who are paying in the dribs and drabs, that wouldn't be fully open yet.
What kind of organisation does that? You're a member, you've committed to being a member, you've been a member for the last 10 years, and sorry, and now it's just, you know, F you.
I know, it's not, absolutely.
Sorry, it is, sorry, that's just exactly what it is. It's F you, you're a member for 10 years, and now, excuse me, but it's just F you.
I know, no, it's not,
yes,
that at
sorry,
all.
Sorry, it is, it is.
It's not, and,
it
you know.
Most certainly is.
Now, Nessa, I'd recommend you don't get angry with me because...
Sorry, yeah, but you're the one that's telling me I can't go out to play golf until maybe September or October. Could you find out how much exactly I owe? Then I will make a payment and I will be playing golf on the 27th of April.
It's a flat no.
What do you mean a flat no?
Fully paid up members to go first, the rest after that. You know what I mean?
And what's so, after that?
It's just a difficult one to call. It's a bit of a head scratcher.
You know, just give the two f***ing fingers. Remember that club for 10 years. I'll tell you something, could be changes coming yet.
What I would say is there's no need to get annoyed at me because I'm just
I'm not getting annoyed with you. I'm just annoyed.
That might jeopardise the investigation into the complaints about you.
What complaints about me?
The way you were playing previous to the pandemic.
Sorry?
There's been a number of complaints. Some of your friends, Barbara and Marjorie and Alvy, have made complaints about you. The attitude you had on the course. And there was don't you drive a white Ford? They said that there was, you parked that in one of the, in the captain's car park space.
I most certainly did not. I most certainly did not.
You most certainly did.
I did not.
You did.
I have never parked in the captain's spot. Sometimes when I'm attending meetings, I might park in the
captain's space.
No, in the pro, in the spot beside the pro. I have never parked in the captain's spot ever in my life. That Margie, Alvy, and
Margie, yeah, they made the complaint, and then there was CCTV footage of you parking in the captain's space.
Well, hang on a second. I did not park in the captain's space.
Okay, well, somebody else maybe stole your car and parked it there.
I might have put it there for 2 minutes while I was running into the pro shop.
Ah, you see, again. There we go now.
I didn't, but I don't ever remember parking in the captain's spot. I did not.
Just for 2 minutes?
No, I didn't. I never park in the captain's spot. Ever.
Okay, well, I'll put that down here. Look, let me just write that down. Denies all knowledge of that.
And my attitude on the golf course.
So swinging your club around in the air. And shouting, get up the yard at your own ball.
Oh my God, we do that all the time.
Shouting, that, get up the yard.
That's all banter, getting up the yard. I mean, that's all banter.
No, I know, but it's shouting, get up the yard, and then chasing the ball. Flapping your wings.
No, sorry. If you knew me, I don't run. I don't flap my wings. I don't swing my golf club in the air. Somebody is telling lies.
Okay, well, so one of the reports was that you were flapping your wings and saying, baka! Baka! And running up and down the greens.
Oh, dear Jesus Christ almighty.
Baka!
I don't even know what maca is.
That's a bird noise.
Somebody is mixing me up with somebody else because I have never done that in my life.
So what you're saying to me is somebody got your car, parked in the captain's space, and then ran around the greens shouting baka with their wings flapping.
I don't understand what this is all about.
It's about bird noises when people are trying to play a game.
I don't even know what bird noise means.
It's a type of, well, maybe I'm getting it wrong. It could have been quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. My mother was a member of that golf club. My mother brought me up to be respectful on the golf course. I have never, unless I'm having a bit of banter with the girls on the fairway, but I would never shout on the golf course, ever.
No, it's not really shouting is the problem. It's more the bird noises and flapping the wings.
Sorry.
And ducking the head up and down like a penguin. That's another one.
Oh, dear God, no. That is not me. So who made that complaint about me?
Gavin, the golf bro, said that it wasn't even a very good bird impression. You'd know it was supposed to be a bird, but it could have been any animal.
Absolutely he's making it up.
Could you say macaw to me, and I'll be able to cross reference it with the CCTV footage.
Macaw.
No, a bit louder, like a bird. Macaw.
I don't even know what bird sounded.
Shout it and flap your wings there.
I don't flap my wings. Excuse me, I'm a 6-year-old person. I don't flap my wings.
Just for the interest of science.
No.
Macaw. Like that.
No,
just give us one of those.
Macaw.
No, a bit louder.
No, that's as
just,
loud as
just
I'm
one
going.
Tiny bit louder.
I don't.
I can bump you up to August if you shout macaw.
No. At this stage, I'm probably going to leave the club. And I'm just about to ring.
What does your son think of this?
What does my son think of what?
Of you dancing around the golf club, shouting, flapping your wings, causing a scene?
I don't dance around the golf club, flapping my wings and making bird noise.
What do you think, Alex?
She does it, definitely she does.
Oh, you f***ers! You f***ers!
Macaw!
You f***ers!
I'm going to leave the club after this.
You, who is that?
That's your lovely son, Alex.
And who are you?
This is Jim and Nobby from FM4 Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Sorry, Nessa.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, my God. Alex, I didn't think it would go that well.
No, you were brilliant. The Bacardi.
Flapping your wings.
You probably there sitting in the kitchen going, macaw.
Alex, you're out of the will.
I was sitting there on the other end of the line. That was so funny.
It was not funny.
It was. You're parked in the captain's spot. I am certainly not.
Maybe for 2 minutes, but never for a minute.
I think you almost had her convinced that she did.
They might give you a space after it.
Alex, you're dead. Dead, Alex.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ten questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So, Jim, Pamela's phone's ringing. It's a private number. Whatever time it was, 20 past 8, Christmas Eve. She's gone. Do I answer this or do I not? Are you glad you did?
I am. I've been trying for ages.
Okay. Good. I can sense straight away, Pamela, that you're confident.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. I just answered the question. I was like, oh, it's a bit late, because normally if you're like 5 minutes, you're like, oh. Kevin, for a little while.
Kevin is 8, by the way, in Home Alone. Not 10, not 12. A lot of people...
8 years old.
Yeah, I mean, she references it when she's ringing the police. My son is, okay, ma'am, we'll send a police officer around.
You know? Exactly.
Exactly.
You need to know the movie.
Yeah, I think everyone does. Okay, Jim, it's Christmas Eve. How easy are your questions today?
They're fairly easy. Are you any good, Pamela? Do you reckon you're good? No, do you know what I mean? Like, if you want to play for ages, yeah.
Sometimes when I'm doing the school run and I'm like, yeah, okay, I got this, and I'm like screaming, going, no, you're wrong. But yeah. Not all the time. I've never got a 10. So
it's time to find out.
I know.
Oh, come on, Pamela. That would be so cool if you got this today.
Wouldn't it, on Christmas Eve?
Let's go.
Amazing. Oh. The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What young animal is associated with the brand Andrex?
Puppy.
Finish the nursery rhyme line. I'm a little teapot.
Short and stout.
According to the song, how many times does Santa check his list?
Twice.
In what film does Bruce Willis climb through an air vent of a building?
Die Hard.
True or false, Jurgen Klopp has a dog called Emma.
False.
What chocolate bar uses the slogan, you're not you when you're hungry?
I don't know.
How many pounds are there in a stone?
14.
On what date is St. Stephen's Day?
26th of December.
What's the next line of Mariah's song? I don't want a lot for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is you.
In what sport do the New York Knicks play?
American football?
The Knicks is short for Knickerbockers. And they play basketball.
Yeah, in Dublin it's short for Knickers.
They don't watch basketball.
I don't
the next line is
for Christmas.
There what's the next
is
line?
Just
one thing I need.
Aww.
That's sad. That's my favourite Christmas song and I got it.
There are 14 pounds in the stone. 26th December is right. You're not you when you're hungry is the slogan from Snickers.
I never would have got that. Never.
I do like them in the little celebrations tin. I'd never buy a bar, but I like them in
not a bar. Yeah, you can eat like one or two of the celebrations, but not full
different.
Bar.
Tastes different.
You know the ads where I think even Elton John is in an ad and he's giving out and they say, here, have a Snickers, and he eats the Snickers and goes, ah, oh, you're yourself again. You're not you when you're hungry.
Never even heard of it.
Has Jurgen Klopp got a dog called Emma?
He certainly does.
It's quite a human name for a dog, isn't it?
It is.
It's a terrible name for a dog. It's too nice a name to be a dog's name, but yeah, he does.
Hi, Jurgen.
Bruce Willis is Die Hard. He checks his list twice, short and stout and puppy. A lot of Christmassy questions in there for you, but you only scored a 6 today.
Aw, that's sad.
It is sad, but
that's your luck.
It's Christmas
Eve. Exactly. It's fine.
And
it's
everybody fine. This week scored a 6.
Did they?
Did they?
Everybody scored a 6.
It's your luck. Someone's going to have to change it.
The devil's in the detail.
All right,
Pamela, have a good one. Thanks for listening.
You too. Thanks, Mel.
Take care of yourself.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It is time now, though, to beam somewhere that is a very happy place all year round, boys and girls. All thanks to the nice people at Gulliver's Retail Park. And they're open 7 days for all the Christmas bits you need. Hello, Santa Claus. How are you?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Happy Christmas, everyone. Can you hear me there, Nobby?
Are we loud and clear?
Patch, is that right? Yes, Patch is just working the audio here in the North Pole. Good man. Is he doing a good job, Nobby? Is the levels okay, is it?
The levels are pretty good. Can you hear him, Jim?
I can hear him, yeah.
Wow. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Santa. Now, Nobby said that he thought you were going to be on the top of the station, but you're actually in the North Pole, is that right?
I'm in the... We're all getting ready, you see. We're all getting ready.
Okay.
It'll be take too long for me to come down all the way to Dublin and then back up to the North Pole. This is the big day, Jim. We've everything ready. The sleigh is packed. The reindeer are all set, and the elves are very excited to give me a big cheer when I head off up into the sky. Ho, 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 ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Go on, Santa.
So some boys and girls have been in touch, and if you'd like to just send in the names for any grown-ups listening, or if you're able to message, whatever, 087-679-7104. Santa can... You can see the message, Santa, can't you?
I can see... Yes, you have a screen here in front of me and everything. This is... I can see their pictures on their WhatsApp profiles. Oh, my goodness.
And technology is so cool.
There's some very beautiful people in Dublin, I can tell you.
What do you think of him over the years? The presents you've had to deliver to boys and girls have changed. You know, there's a lot of technology now in your
sleigh. A lot of technology, of course, yes. And you see, well, back in the day, it was all kind of wooden toys and dolls and action figures and all that. But it's gone more into the kind of computer game stuff.
Is it true that you have some USB ports in your sleigh now, so you can charge things and get them ready?
Yes, absolutely. It's all very up to speed and up to date. And, you know, we've the rechargeable batteries and all that kind of thing. But look, I leave all that to the elves. I do the delivering. The elves do the work. They put all the packages together and all that. So, yes, I just oversee the whole operation, Nobby. A bit like yourself, you know.
Good manager. Good manager.
Santa, I saw somebody yesterday and they had pencils with their name engraved on the side of the pencils.
Oh, really?
Could I have something like that, Santa?
Of course you can, Jim. Yeah. A bit late in the day, Santa, asking for it now. But anyway, yeah, sure, look.
Well,
you know, as soon as it's yourself, we'll make exceptions.
Thanks, Santa.
Yeah. Okay.
Santa, I know that this little lady is two, but because you are magic, you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. It's little Willow.
Yes.
Happy Christmas, Willow.
Wow. That's magic. And you know the boys and girls, they're driving to Cork. Can you see them there, Santa?
Hang on. Let me see through my... Oh, yes.
Who are they?
I have to say to Amelia and Harry, driving to Cork for Christmas. Happy Christmas.
That's amazing. How do you do that?
Look, it's magic, Nobby. I can see everybody right now.
Oh, no.
And I tell you, the excitement is really building on Christmas Eve.
Some boys and girls have just sent their message. I think their mammy might be called Emma, but do you know who I'm talking about?
Of course I do. Happy Christmas, of course, to Sarah, Bobby and Tommy in Athy. And a big happy Christmas to you and your mammy. Ho, 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 ho. The excitement is building. You're very good at the ho, ho, ho's there, Jim. Give us a ho, ho, ho there.
Ho, ho, ho.
You're not as good as me, but yeah, you're getting there.
You see?
No, of course not. No.
Perel Jim's been a bit sick, Santa, over the last few weeks. You know, he got the thing.
Very good.
I got the thing. I didn't want the thing.
Not very good. Not very good. But hey, listen, get well soon. All right? We're all rooting for you,
Santa,
here in the North Pole, okay? Isn't that right, elves? You can't hear them, but they're all jumping around with excitement there, Jim.
Hey, I've got some more...
Santa,
I've got some Christmas jokes here as well. Would you like one?
Yeah.
I did. Well, the other one I liked a while ago, I did this, but just in case you didn't hear it. Why did no one bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay?
I have no idea.
Because they were too dear.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's good, isn't it?
That's a good ho, ho, ho there, Jim. Give us a ho, ho, ho again there.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's a bit wheezy. It's a bit wheezy with the...
Yes.
I don't know if you watch... I don't know if you watch Netflix, Santa. What is Olivia Colman's favourite part of a turkey?
Oh, tell us.
The Crown.
The Crown. Very good.
Because she played Lizzo.
And it's a modern take on the joke as well. That's excellent.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Good. Really good.
Little Bodie. He's only 12 weeks old.
I wonder, will he understand a ho, ho, ho from Santa and happy Christmas, Bodie?
Give him time. The Kniffs in Clondalk and Santa, do you know their names?
Hannah and Niall. Hannah's six and Niall is 1 year old.
Wow. You know Tommy and Luke?
Of course I do, Tommy and Luke. Yeah.
How old are they?
Well, it's very obvious. They're five and they're three.
How do you remember all the ages?
It's
like?
All up here. See the noggin, Nobby? See it? What?
That's very impressive.
I'm pointing at my noggin for everybody. Yeah, just there. It's all there. It's all inside there.
He is. And Ivy Fannin, she's only 5 months, but maybe we'll send her the tape.
Of course.
But you know her big brother and her big sister. What are their names?
Well, hang on now. Let me tell you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, I have him here. I have him.
Hang on.
I have him.
Ivy, wait a second.
He won't. He knows
them
all.
I got
you, Santa. Will you give it that?
You can't remember their names.
I have a lot of things to think of. Hang on. I have it. Ryan and big sister Zara.
Oh.
Oh, and that's from Dad and Jen. I know, Nobby. I know all this stuff.
Very impressive, Santa. That's very impressive.
there's a principal at a school near me, and she knows all the names of all the kids. She stands at the gate and she knows every kid that goes into the school. And I thought that was impressive to lay her to you, Santa.
Well, that's just, try everybody in the whole world, principal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Showing off.
Well, look, we wish you well on your journey tonight.
Yes, of course. And a big message to all the children in Dublin and around Ireland today. Get into bed early. Yeah. That's the advice from the North Pole. Get in nice and early, get nice and snuggly. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll have the presents you were looking for. Hopefully.
Hopefully. You did drop in a hopefully. It's all thanks to West hopefully. End Shopping Park, as we do Kids in the Sleigh this year. Open 7 days a week for gifting this Christmas. You can shop Leighton Park for free at westend.ie. Santa, be safe. Thank you for everything you do.
Happy Christmas to the Strawberries and everyone listening to Dublin's hit music station,
bye-bye.
FM 104. Did I get that right?
Good man, Santa.
Santa, good man, yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dee's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
So, 'twas the night before Christmas. We got Chloe Finneman, Niall Horan and Tracy Morgan and Nick Offerman. And they're all doing their spin on the holiday story.
'Twas the night before Christmas. But all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a wee little moose.
A moose.
Stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon arrived. The children were very, very happy. This is my turn, okay?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The children were very, very happy, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their cabeza.
Good man, Noel. Good man. Ed Sheeran, his next... It's like as if he's picking out victims here. My next collaboration will be... with somebody I've worked with kind of before.
I remember when we wrote Run, and then we wrote Everything Has Changed maybe like a week later. And I remember always thinking, well, Run's the one that's going to make the album. Run was always like my favourite one, but Everything Has Changed has ended up sounding better because I think we produced them differently or whatever. So Everything Has Changed had made the album. So Run has just been there for years and years and years. And I've never really wanted to nudge Taylor about it because it's, you know, it's her song and her thing. Mm. But I've always been secretly hoping that one day she'd be like, hey, this one was cool. And so, yeah, we recorded that, and it's great. It's really great.
It's going to be Taylor Swift, Jim.
Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Did they not have a doorbell incident?
Someone's at DPD. No. No.
Did they not have a ding-dong, no?
I don't think so. Did they?
Did you not write a song about that?
No, that was about Ellie, wasn't it?
Oh, was it, yeah?
Whatever that was, yeah. Sipping in the, yeah, I think that was it.
Okay.
Anyway, Happy Christmas, Ed. New single will be out. I brought you the news earlier on about Dua Lipa. I think I may have been wrong. I think herself and Anwar are taking a break at the moment. That's why she's 8,000 kilometres away.
And that's why she's eating the handbag. bought it for her.
I think breakup. Oh, yeah. It looks very expensive. It's a Versace. You wouldn't be putting your teeth into it. I don't know. Something you can sink your teeth into. Bit weird. Maybe, though. Maybe. I'd be on the break with Pringles myself. I think they'd be better crack.
Reese Witherspoon has got emotional praising her nurse mum, saying, "You're going to make me cry," she said.
Oh dear, we'll bring it to you in the next Dish the Dirt. I didn't know her mum was a nurse. More on the way.
So this time of year, if you make the mistake of telling somebody that you like something, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could fall into the trap of being given that present every year. For years.
God, I love Aston Martins. Like, I love them.
See, there you go.
So much. Oh, like, it would be terrible if Santa brought me one of them.
So, apparently, women are the worst culprits of this, and half of women admitted regularly getting your gift typed, right? So, one girl said that she loved a pair of novelty socks. Raving about her novelty socks to all her friends. Look at my novelty socks. Oh, I love a pair of novelty socks, me. And the next year... everyone she knows got her novelty socks.
Oh,
because she told everyone she loved them. And she said, I've got so many socks, I've only got 2 feet. I don't want these many socks. She gets like 60 pairs or something.
I wonder, you know, I'm sorry to be ageist or whatever, but would grannies be most frequent at doing this? You know, because they think they're helping you out, you know. And
well, grannies might forget what they got you as well.
I'm sure there's lots of grannies who give amazing presents, but yeah, they might forget what they got you.
But they forget what they got you, so they get you the same thing every year.
Yeah. Where do we stand on re-gifting? Because, like, I think there should nearly be a radius of distance on how close you can re-gift something. Because if you work with somebody, and, you know, let's call it three individuals here. So I give you a present, and you give Crossy the present I gave you. There's a really good chance that's going to come back.
And are you a tight arse? I got a present like that.
Did you?
I got a book 1 year from a colleague, and I said, "Oh, thanks very much. That's lovely. Thanks. That's cool." And then I opened it up, and inside the thing it was like two.
Oh no! No.
Have a great Christmas. Yeah. Have a great Christmas from like two Christmases ago. But like it's re-gifting. I don't care. I wanted it.
Yeah.
But it was inscribed. So you have to check it's not written on.
Is re-gifting okay if you're talking about liquids? Is that all right?
Yeah, of course it is. If you got like spare bottles of if you got and you don't know what to give somebody, here's a bottle of Plonk. Yeah.
Well, it might be Plonk. It just might be, you know, sorry, I actually forgot you were a there's nothing worse at this time of year, and I don't know what's the etiquette. It could be something simple like a neighbour drops you around a Christmas card, and you know it's the day before Christmas Eve, so clearly they've thought of you, but you're like, oh god, I have to get them a thing.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, what you should have is never, by the way, never throw out those bags that wine bottles come in, those fancy, never throw them out, stash them, because you'll be looking for them today. And always have like a couple of spare bottles in case of that. It's like, oh god, what about that?
I think so, yeah. It's better than being embarrassed. If anyone has any advice there, and whoo, I don't know.
Another girl, she said that she liked plants. She said, I'm really getting into growing my own herbs and having plants in the house and everything. Now she has a forest. Everyone's just giving her plants every year.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I suppose if it's a nice little thing, grand. But if it's cheap tat, be careful what you say. Careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
it's a good way of looking at it. There's a YouTube channel that specialises in explosions. They will blow up whatever you want. Pomijatkat, I think is how you pronounce it. Guy was really annoyed with his Tesla. He bought a used Tesla. It was a 2013 Model S, and then it had problems. The batteries were in bits in it. So to replace the batteries was the price of another small car. So this guy, who was very, very angry about it, Tomas Katainen, brought it to this YouTube channel, and you can see the Model S being blown up. It's gone.
See, that's what YouTube is for. Watching stuff getting blown up.
I know. He's given a control pad. After a countdown, he presses the button. The car vanishes into a ball of fire, with debris crashing into the rocks of the quarry wall. This looks like something from Top Gear. The lads would be proud of this one. And now it's gone. Although I don't know, setting fire to something that has batteries in it is probably quite reckless.
No, I'm not sure about that. But like, there's another YouTube channel called the Slow Mo Guys. There's two guys, and they just have really, really, really high powered, expensive slow motion cameras, and they'll like blow things up. They'll overfill a massive water balloon and then watch it burst in slow motion. It's brilliant.
I tried that myself over the years. It usually ends up on my face. And there's no slow motion involved. It's just a tap. Tap. And it's always a good place for a first date, or maybe a second or third date, I don't know. But the zoo next year is going to get a new habitat for both red pandas and the snow leopards that will mimic their natural environments of the Himalayas. How cool is that?
I love the red pandas. They're my favourite in the whole zoo.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think one of them escaped once. Because their little thing is quite... not that tall, like...
They're very cute. They
give
look like a teddy bear.
Though,
oh, the claws on them would kill you, yeah. So, there's special material inside their enclosure or their habitat to make sure they can't climb out.
So, they've had new penguins in the last little while. There's Waldrop Ibis chicks.
Do you want to go see the Waldrop Ibis chicks? I heard they got some new penguins in the zoo.
What are you doing on Friday? The zoo is now 190 years old. It's 190th anniversary this year. So there you go. Some extra
bits. I've been in a while. I must go.
They had to close for 242 days over the lockdowns we've had. It's mad, isn't it? So the animals were wondering where the hell everyone was. Or maybe they weren't. I don't know. Maybe they were enjoying the peace.
The animals were probably delighted. Nobody screaming at them.
No kids going, can I have an ice cream? Anyway, it's Christmas Eve. If you'd like a shout out for anybody, if you're working, if you want to mention for the business, if you want just, you know, a shout out to someone from your family who's having to work over the next few days, we're here for that content. You'll get
us a shout
on the usual 087-679-7104. We'll give you a mention. We're here till 10 o'clock. Emma's here today then, and it'll be Ben for Christmas Eve. So we are here. If you need some company over the next few days, we'll be here. Radio your trusted friend.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.